It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis. On the local side, our KFMO Classic Series rebroadcasts some of the best games from the previous high school and college sports season, and we have two KFMO Classics left, both on the high school side. Coming up on Wednesday, it's a rebroadcast of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament Championship game from November 27th, when Arcadia Valley squared off with South Iron, and the Tigers would capture their first AV tournament title since 2009. That KFMO Classic will re-air in its entirety Wednesday night at 6 o'clock on the Parkland Sports Leader. And our last KFMO Classic of the summer is Wednesday, July 29th, and it features Bismarck and Winona in the Volleyball Class 1 State Championship. That will re-air next Wednesday, not this coming Wednesday. You can find out more online at KFMOsports.com. And at the end of the month, start of August, we'll announce our 2026 high school football broadcast schedule. Stay tuned to our social media platforms at KFMO Sports FB, at AM 1240 KFMO, and also our website for the latest when that is announced. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals return from the All-Star break tonight. With more, here's Joe Pott.
The Cardinals return from the All-Star break tonight to open a three-game series with the Arizona Diamondbacks in Phoenix. Michael McGreevy will take the ball for the Redbirds. He's 4-7 with a 3.01 earned run average. He was 1-1 with a 2.19 ERA in two July starts, and this will be his first career appearance against the Diamondbacks. Righty Merrill Kelly will go for Arizona. He's 7-8 with a 5.38 ERA. Kelly gave up three runs in a loss at Busch Stadium last month. First pitch is set for 8:40 Central Time. Ameren Total Access pregame show is at 7:45. The Cardinals yesterday announced their 2027 season schedule, which opens in Cincinnati March 25th. The home opener is set for April 1st against the Kansas City Royals. I'm Joe Pott for the Cardinals Radio Network.
Joe, thanks. And the MLB wasn't the only league to announce the schedule for the upcoming season. The NHL did as well. And with the St. Louis Blues' new 84-game slate, here's Glenn Berry.
The St. Louis Blues begin the 84-game 2026-27 slate on the road with back-to-back games in Dallas on Friday, October 2nd, and Colorado Saturday, October 3rd. The Blues host San Jose on Thursday, October 8th for the home opener. Enterprise Center is the site of 22 weekend home games for the Blues, 3 on Friday, 11 on Saturday, and 8 on Sunday. 16 of the 19 Saturday and Sunday games feature 6 p.m. or earlier start times. The schedule features two matchups with the defending Stanley Cup champion Carolina Hurricanes. On Saturday, October 24th, the Canes come to town for a 6 p.m. puck drop, while the Blues are in Carolina on Tuesday, January the 5th. A season-long six-game homestand begins when the Dallas Stars come in for a Black Friday matinee showdown at the Enterprise Center and features the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer, Alex Ovechkin, and the Washington Capitals. Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins and division rivals Chicago, Nashville, and Colorado, December 4th, 6th, and 8th. The season-long road trip from March 15th to the 23rd features stops in the Pacific Northwest and Central Canada. The Blues wrap up the season April 10th against Utah.
Glenn, thanks. And other Blues news. The team announced on Thursday that it had signed forward Connor McMichael to a six-year contract worth $40.5 million over the course of the 6 years. Connor McMichael was acquired via trade when the Blues sent Jordan Kyrou to the Washington Capitals. And in the Major League Soccer landscape, St. Louis City SC returned to action on Thursday night with a matchup with Sporting KC, and City gets a win 3-2, moving up to 10th in the Western Conference table with a total of 19 points. City will play next Wednesday against LA Galaxy. Out of the FIFA World Cup, tomorrow it's the third-place playoff between France and England. Then on Sunday, Spain and Argentina square off in the World Cup Final. At the NASCAR Cup Series races at North Wilkesboro Speedway on Sunday, green flag waving at 6. It's the first points-paying race at North Wilkesboro since 1996. Last year it was the All-Star race, and Christopher Bell got the win at North Wilkesboro. Denny Hamlin leads in the point standings, followed closely by Tyler Reddick and Ryan Blaney. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.